And we're back here on the WOW Morning Wake Up Crew. Justin in with you, talking on the other end of the phone. Richard Young, good morning, sir.
Well, how you doing there, Justin?
Tell you what, woke up alive and well. Try not to complain too much.
You know what? It beats the alternative, believe me. And we're all very lucky. We've gone through two or three, a couple of years that, kind of, I think, really woke everybody up to how important it is to have family and friends and that sort of thing. And of course, it's been hard on businesses, and the music business included. In 2020, we had 73 dates that had to either be moved or canceled. And a lot, most of them, thank goodness, moved to 2021. But then you had all your new dates came in on top of that. So we played a bit more than we had intend to every year, but we were glad we were able to get around and see everybody that wanted to come see the Headhunters and had dates on us. And they all went quite well because people were starved to death to get out, you know,
yes,
and go somewhere. And we had a great year, and looks like it's going to be a good one this year, the same thing. And I think people are not going to take things for granted like they used to. You know, you say, well, I'll see them next time around, or I'll go to a Christmas dinner with my family next year and
get
it past this year. And I'll be honest with you, man, it's almost, it's not a good thing to take the risk, but it's almost unhealthy, too, not to get together with family and friends, you know?
Oh, definitely. There's such a mental aspect of just not seeing the people that you know and love and not doing your normal routine. I mean, that messes with you.
Right. Well, you know, this is 53, going on 54 years at the Headhunters. Of course, Greg, Fred, and I, with our cousin Anthony, had the Itchy Brother blues rock band for 20-some years, and then we just kind of morphed into the Headhunters with adding extra members. And so this will be about, I guess we're coming up on 54 years.
That's remarkable.
We started in 1968,